Bischofs Marina Ravshlita. Mazel tov, Julian. Is there anybody here who is left-handed? Oh, right.
No, left.
No, left. Oh. Well, there was one person who asked me about what my next topic is, and I said right hand or left. He said, oh, is that all about shoelaces? Well, to an extent it is, but there's much more to it than that. There's so much in our daily routine, Netilas Yadayim, holding food when we make the bracha, saying the Shema, passing the mezuzah. It's not just the shoes or the sleeves, it's also the bride under the chuppah, the Sefer Torah which you carry, the tzedakah which you're giving. So many things are looked at to show that the right-hand side is the more important one. Yamin Hashem Osechoyo, we say in Tilim Kuf Yud Ches. Or Hashem Tzilcha Al Yadim Inecho in Shil Amalos. And once I was sitting in a very crowded shtiebel, and the Rav beckoned to me. He had found an old letter which my father, Zatzal, had written to him, and he wanted to give it to me. And he beckoned to me, so I inched forward, but between the benches it was a bit awkward, so I was walking towards him sideways, and he had reached out his hand, and I reached out my hand, and he was pointing at this hand. And I thought, what on earth is he doing? And I reached out, and he shook his head, and he pointed at this hand. So I awkwardly, between these thin benches, turned around, and he said, Yamin, Yamin. He wanted to put it into my right hand. And at first, I thought, well, it's Stamamina. But I discovered afterwards, the Mishnah Berurah actually says that when you pass somebody a sefer, you should put it into their right hand. Simon Reishvov, Arachayim. And we mustn't look lightly on these minutei, because the Meiri says, when it comes to learned people, kol ma'aseyem ponos el tachlis achas, we only have one purpose, and that is afilu b'shor she'asukim b'tzorchei gufom, even when we're just dealing with our mundane physical matters, libon ponel kavonos avodas Hashem, our hearts are turning towards the service of Hashem, kedei lahalos alev, to put on our hearts, she'b'chol dovo royel haminu lachol kovod, to give Hashem kovod l'chol mishu holech derech yamin. And there's an interesting Malbim at the end of Yonah. At the end of Yonah, the very last verse, Hashem is saying, shall I not take pity on Nineveh? 120,000 persons who do not know their right hand from their left. And the Malbim says, what does this mean? These people, that they cannot distinguish easily between Avodas Hashem, which is the right, and to the mundane and the natural order of things in the world, which is the left. And that is what is meant by the pasuk about those, the right hand from their left. So, it's a number of things. We've just mentioned that Netilas Yadayim, you should always use the right hand first. Holding the food in the right hand. Let's just have a look at the handout you've got on the first page. Hilchos Birchos HaPeira Siman Resh Vov. Have a look at the Shulchan Aruch, which is the main text at the top, on the sixth and last line, Sif Dalud. So that's Siman Resh Vov Sif Dalud. Kol Dovah Shemavarech Olav Lochlo Olareach, but anything which one makes a brocha over to eat or to smell, Tzorich Laochzo Biyamino, one must hold it in one's right hand, Keshehu Mavarech, when one is saying the brocha. And the Ramah adds on this in the Darkei Moshe al Atur, not in this text, he says, Du adin l'chol dvar mitzvah. Namely, it's not just applying to any food you eat as a mundane activity, but also to any mitzvah. And if we look at the Mishnah Berurah at the bottom, Sif Katan Yud Zayin, on the bottom, very bottom left, Tzorich l'ozo tamo achiza kadei shechavin libo al mashem avorich. In order that a person has the right kavona, you are concentrating better. Okay, if you didn't, it's still okay. You don't have to repeat the bracha. If it was just standing on the table, then it's okay. And then yudches, biyamino, hata mishum chashivos. So not just is it an issue of concentration, but it's a din of importance that when you are making the bracha, you're giving a chashivas to the item, and therefore you hold it in your right hand, and then he says in the square brackets, uve'ita yad, and somebody who is left-handed, azlin on basa yamin, usumaldi day. He goes according to what the right is, namely his left hand. Velo basod de alma, not according to the way everybody else is. Kein mashma b'chudish Rabbi Kiva Reger, etc. V'chein b'chol brocha sh'mavorech aleza mitzvah, yesh lo lechos hadova b'yad yimino b'shas brocha. One should hold on to it at the time of the brocha. The next page is on something else, but that's the main issue there. So when you go into a door, the mezuzah is on your right hand side. When you say the Shema, you use your right hand over your eyes. The bride stands under the chuppah on the chosan's right hand side. When you put on your shoes, you put on the right shoe first, and then you'll tie up the left one first. The Sefer Torah you'll carry with your right hand, the tzedakah you'll give with your right hand, but as we all know, your tefillin are on your left hand if you are right-handed. And if you're left-handed, you put your tefillin on your right hand, and we have a special pasuk about that. We'll come to that soon. And similarly, when you make havdalah and you look at the lights in your fingernails, you look at the right hand. When you blow the shofar, you're supposed to blow it from the right hand of your mouth, if you're able to. Right. I just can't. Yes?
The right side, the right hand.
The right side, yeah. And when Kohanim do duchening, they normally hold their right hand a bit above the left hand, and when they swivel round, they swivel to the right way. And when you take the lulav, you hold the lulav in your right hand, which has the hadasna rova, and the esrog is in the left hand. Most of the arba minim are in the right hand. And when you say your Shemona Esra, you're supposed to clasp your right hand over your left when you hold it on your heart. And the Beis Yosef writes in Hilchos Tefillah Tzadihei that this symbolizes the subjugation of the Yetzer Hara, which is represented by the left, to the Yetzer HaTov, which is symbolized by the right. And the Sfas Emes says that when you bind your tefillin on your left hand, you're using your right hand. And that is the conquest of the Yetzer HaTov over the Yetzer Hara. As a pasuk in Mishle, Perek Gimel Tesayin, Arach Yomim Bimino Bismola Oshav Chovod. On its right symbolizes the length of days, one's life, which is Olam Haba. And Chazal say that when it talks about the left, which is the riches and the honor, that is Olam Hazeh. And the Ksav Sofer writes about this in Pashas Vayechi in connection with the brocha that Yaakov gave Ephraim and Manasseh when he crossed his hands, when he made his right into left, and he made his left into right. He blessed Ephraim and Manasseh, but he crossed his hands. The right went on Ephraim, the younger one. Why? Because Ephraim was greater in Torah. And Manasseh was the one who supported the Torah, but the right hand went on the one who was stronger in Torah. Min HaTorah, we've got the din of Metzorah. If we look in the Chumash, in Vayikra Yudalad, in Parsha Metzorah, and Posuk Yudalad to Yudzayin, there are quite a number of repetitions relating to the right hand. There's four mentions just there on Hayamonis, and then later on in Posuk Cafe it does a similar thing again, that when one takes the offering and places it on the middle part of the right ear of the person being purified, and on the thumb of his right hand, and the big toe of his right foot. And similarly with the shechting of the lamb, the blood is on the right ear, on the right hand, the toe of the right foot. And from there, the Gemara Menachos, Daf Yud, learns out Gezeirah Shava to other mitzvahs as well. From the right hand idea in Metzorah, onto Kemitzas HaMincha, which the Kohen does, on Chalitza of the Yovam, with taking off the shoe, and the Ritzia of the Ozen, the piercing of the ear of the Eved, is done on the right hand side. So why is tefillin on the left side? Okay. Tefillin, the Torah says, the os al yodacho, and the way yodacho is spelt is a rather unusual way, yud dalad chof hei, and so the Gemara says, yad koha means the weak hand. So it's learnt out from the unusual spelling of yodacho, and similarly, it says ukashartom laos al yodecho, you shall tie it ukhasavtom, and since ukashartom is with the right hand, and ukhasavtom you write with your right hand, write with the right hand, therefore we learn in the Gemara that the tefillin has to be put on the left hand. And therefore, if a person writes a Sefer Torah or tefillin or mezuzah or megillah with the right hand it's kosher, and with the left hand it's posel, unless you're left-handed. So when you write the tefillin or mezuzah or say the Torah, you can write it with your left hand and then it will be kosher.
How does anyone know?
Ah, well, that is why you need a hechsher on the sofa, really, and that way it's more reliable. But it's true. I once went into a shop in Tel Aviv. I wanted a mezuzah case, just a case. And I asked, in my bad Ivrit, I said, "Yesh lecha mezuzah?" And he said, "Do you want printed or do you want handwritten?" I mean, we've got to be careful where we go and what we buy. And there's the Trades Descriptions Act, which should be enforced to protect us. Anyway, in Tehillim Tzadi Aleph it says, and Yoshev B'Sei Sereli, and Yipol Mitzadik Aleph Uruvava Miminecho Elecho Lo Yigosh. So the Yalkut Shemoni says in Tov Tov Mem Beis, it says, Lama Moshel Yamin Yosem Yismol. Why is the right hand greater and more powerful than the left hand? Shayimin Sholetes B'Chol HaMitzvos. It rules with all the mitzvos, and that's why it says, Uruvava Miminecho. Revolvo means a multitude of tens of thousands for your right hand, and it uses the word elef, a thousand, for the left hand, because that's for the tefillin. You've just really got that one mitzvah. Although there are one or two other things we're going to talk about where we use the left hand. So the Betzel HaChochma says in Chelek Hei Lamedvov that because of the right performing the mitzvahs, that can withstand the mazikim. The revolvo shel mazikim, the tens of thousands of accusers. The Satan is bringing against a person to try and destroy you, that is to withstand all those by doing all your mitzvahs with your right hand, because it says with the right hand, revolver. Whereas the left hand is more weak, and therefore you won't use it. Now, there are a number of reasons then why we're using the right hand. We've already mentioned from the Mishnah Berurah a couple. One is concentration, shichavin libo. Another one we said is chashivus, importance. Another one is covered l'mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch HaRav says this in Siman Beis Dalet. It gives honor to the mitzvah. The right, therefore, does more mitzvahs. And the Levush says in Reish Samach Vov that chashivus is the most pronounced thing, importance. The right hand is the stronger hand. And so when you use the stronger hand, the Betzel HaChochma says, it indicates more zerizus, more eagerness to do the mitzvah, a hidor to beautify the mitzvah, a diuk to be particular about the mitzvah, and as we said, there's also the idea of better concentration. Also, there is an idea in Eliyahu Rabbah that the right-hand side symbolizes life, chayim. The Shavuos Yaakov talks about the accusers, the makatrigim who try and stop you from doing the mitzvahs, and it's fighting those. And the Yeshuas Yaakov gives a very balabatisher idea. He says, well, when you use the right hand, because you're right-handed, it holds better. You're not so likely to drop it. Obviously, you're going to carry the Sefer Torah in your right hand, because you don't want to drop the Sefer Torah. Now, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the son of the Stipler Rav, he is left-handed. His father, the Stipler Gaon, was left-handed. He wrote a Kuntris Ish Iter for left-handed people, and he lists eight different categories to show what applies where, because there are times when even a left-handed person will be expected to use the right hand. And issue number one is strength. The right hand is the strong hand, and so a person who's right-handed that uses the right. So for brocha, a kos, a cup of wine, food, besomim, the Shamas on Hanukkah, when you're about to light the candles, that is done with the right hand. Holding the Sefer Torah, as we said, writing the Sefer Torah. And the Chosan, under the Chuppah, he places the ring on the Kala's hand with his right hand onto her right hand. Which, both for both of them, is the dominant hand. That's the Debet Shina Rav writes a lot on this subject in the Shalos Tshuvos Ben Moshe Chelek Beis. Although he does say that if the woman is left-handed but she wears the ring, her rings, on her right hand, then he can put the ring on her right hand.
Are you saying on all these things the left-handed man will do it on the left-handed side?
No, you're doing it with the right hand.
Yeah, but if somebody's left-handed, his left hand is strong.
Yeah, if you're left-handed, you'd put the ring on the left hand, but if she wears the rings on her right hand, then he paskens the ring can be placed on her right hand.
And all this list you mentioned before, I forget, was it carrying the Sefer Torah and...
Yeah, holding Sefer Torah, writing a Sefer Torah, and even if you're only filling in letters, holding the coast, smelling besomim, Shamas Chanukah, all these are to do with the idea that the right hand is the strong hand.
So therefore, left-handed man will use the left hand.
Yeah, and the left-handed will use the left hand.
What
right.
What if he's ambidextrous?
Somebody asked me this before. The din, general din of ambidextrous is you will use as though you're right-handed. So you'll write the Sefer Torah with the right hand and you'll put your tefillin on your left hand. Because then the right gets more chashivas. Yeah, I heard of this. Apparently it does very harmful psychological damage. Now, when you finish your Shemona Esra, the first foot you move back is the left foot. And when you bow, when you finish your Shemona Esra, the first bowing you do to your left side. And the reason for that is because you don't really want to depart from Hashem to whom you are speaking, so you reluctantly leave him by moving your left foot first, which is the weaker one. And you will bow to the left-hand side. There is another opinion, and that is, when you're bowing to the left-hand side, from Hashem looking towards you, it's his right-hand side. But also, when you take off your tefillin, you take off your shel rosh, you should take it off with the left hand, because you're reluctantly taking off. You don't really want to take it off, so you'll take it off with the weaker hand. And therefore, that brings us into our next...
So again, the left-handed person will do his right-handed.
Yes. Now, the next category Reb Chaim writes is, for Hashem, the right-hand side is called Chesed. This is something, an inyan from Kabbalah, from the Zohar. And therefore, there are certain occasions when the left-handed should use the right hand as well. And so, according to most opinions, because on some things there are differences of opinion, so even when a left-hand person is washing the hands, he should try and wash the right hand first. When he says the Shema, he should use the right hand over his eyes. There's a machlokas about tachanun, but most opinions are that you will do it on the left side. Of course, if you're wearing a tefillin, you can't, then you use the right hand side, and there's a question of a person who's left handed and so on. There's a machlokas on this. But when you're called up for an aliyah to the Sefer Torah, it's correct when you face away from the Sefer Torah, you face towards the left. And this also is to do the idea of chesed. When one is getting dressed or putting on the shoe, one puts on the right first, and this is connected to the Kabbalah idea of Hashem being the middah of chesed. And similarly, the kohen raising the right hand in duchening, and the shofar being on the right hand side of the mouth, and the hadassim and the arovas, the hadassim always go on the right hand side on your lulav, irrespective of whether you're right-handed or left-handed. The arava go on the left. Similarly, when you pull on your talis and you do atifa, you swivel it over to the left. Irrespective of whether you are right-handed or left-handed, the left-hand side being the side of the heart, the lave. And there's also a minag that the chazan, when he's duchening, when he says v'yishmerecha, he looks towards the right, and when he says v'chuneko, he looks towards the left. And when you wear your tefillin, the right-hand strap should be a bit longer than the left-hand strap. So all these ideas apply equally to right-handed people or to left-handed people. There's also an inyan that one is davening at a keva, one puts one's hand on the matseva, one always uses the left hand. And when you're called up to the Sefer Torah and you have your aliyah, we spoke about the way you look, in which direction. Also, when you finish making your bracha, you let go of the left hand and you hold on to it with your right hand, irrespective of whether you are right-handed or left-handed. And that brings into the next subheading of Reb Chaim, and that is human anatomy. And that is, at Seder night, when you eat your matzah and you drink your wine, you will lean on the left-hand side. It doesn't matter if you're right-handed or left-handed, it's a biological thing. Because of the positioning of your windpipe, you'll choke if you are leaning to the right. Similarly, when a person never has to do kriya at a time of avelus, for a parent one tears on the left hand side because that is the side of the heart. Or if one sees the side of the Beis Hamikdosh, one does kriya on the left hand side. Yes. And when one does vidoy, one strikes with one's right hand onto the left hand side. And there's also an inyan that when I'm saying Kriya Shema in the morning and you're holding your tzitzis between your fourth and fifth fingers, oh, it's of the left hand during the Shema, which is Keneged the Lev, the heart. Although, we won't go into some differences of opinions on that. The Lulav do you hold the lulav in your right hand or your left hand? You hold the lulav in your right hand. What if you're left-handed? Let's have a look at the Shulchan Aruch on the next page. Bottom line of the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Gimel, Hilchas Lulav, Iter, a left-handed person, notel lulav be a min kolodom, the esrog bismo kolodom. Now he is saying, do it like everybody else is doing. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. So he is saying, irrespective of whether you're right-handed or left-handed, hold the lulav in your right hand and the esrog in your left hand. The basi yamin usmol da almoz linon, because you're going to the way of, according to the way of the world. The lo basi yamin usmol da, not according to one's own personal preferences. But that's the Shulchan Aruch. If you read on then in the Ramah, he says, Hagov yeshomrim, and there are some who say, does linon basi yamin diday. According to the Ramah, you don't go by everybody else. You go according, if you're left-handed, then you hold the lulav in your left hand. The Yeshli Tzara Lulav B'yamin Diday, in his right hand, which is really his left. V'esrug B'smol Diday, in his left hand, which is really his right. V'chein, look at these strong words. V'chein Neg, V'chein Ika. And that is the way one should really practice. And the Ramah speaks for all the Ashkenazim, and many Sfadim go like the Ramah as well. And if we look at the Mishnah Berurah to try and explain this...
He says also,
the Sholet V'Beis Yadav. Yeah, the Sholet V'Beis, a person who's ambidextrous, no to live B'yamin. Yeah, you've got there the Ramah giving the idea of ambidextrous rules. You have it in the right-hand side. If you look at Yud Ches Mishnah Berurah, which is the top of the right-hand side of the Mishnah Berurah, the Bosi Yamin Usmal Dalma, the Dafka Tefillin. The difference we make is only with Tefillin, when the left-handed goes into the reverse. Tudaraisa, because we learn it out from the Torah with tefillin, yad koha, as we said. It's also bossi yamin di day. Aval lulav, but lulav din ilosa bi yamin hu drabbonon. Since the din of lulav, obviously lulav is daraisa, but the din of holding the lulav is drabbonon, the rabbis were saying, mishum chashivusa ba almo. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you go according to the chashivus, which is the right hand. Di yesh ba telasor mitzvahs. You've got three mitzvahs on the right-hand side, which is the lulav, the hadas, and the arava, as opposed to the esrog, which is on the left-hand side. Idu choladon, the tama yeshomrim, and as for the Ramah, who says yeshomrim, the somas din abosu today, kamoba tefillin. He will say, you do switch. You go according to your personalized identity. And there's a bit of a machlokus about this, as to why the Shulchan Aruch is saying what he's saying. Because if you look at the next page, in Hilchos Brichos Hamazon, very, very top, Sif Hei of Siman Kuf Pei Gimel. Yesh Misha Omer, there is an opinion, She'im Hamavarich, Iter, if the person who is holding the coast of Birchas Hamozen, when you're benching on the wine, and he gives the La'az name for Iter, Mantzino, or whatever that is, I don't know what language it's meant to be. Olches HaKos B'yamino Shu Smo Kolodom. So he is saying, you do it according to the personalized way for the left hand. His right hand, which is really his left hand. And the Mogen Avraham asks on this, if the Shulchan Aruch is saying that with your lulav you go like everybody else because the right hand is important, then why does he change things when it comes to Kos Shel Bracha? And he talks about, well, even the left-handed, he can use his left hand. And the Kaf HaChaim goes into this and explains that it does say Yesh Misha Omer. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying there is an opinion that, as if to imply that's not really the ideal. That according to Shulchan Aruch, that most opinions would be that the left-handed person should use his right hand for Kos Bichas HaMozon, and that when it says Yesh Misha Omer, it's just Das Yechidohi. It's one opinion. There's another thing which the Kaf HaChaim talks about, and that is he brings down the Zohar, he brings down the Kabbalah to say that the right hand, even if you're left-handed, the right hand symbolizes malchus. It symbolizes royalty. And with a lulav, the lulav is a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael and the relationship between them. There's a lot on this. And so there is stress on lulav. Whereas Kos Bichas HaMozon, it would fall in line with what we said on the first page in Siman Reish Vav, that you go according to your right-handedness or your left-handedness on anything which relates to food, the Chol Devar Mitzvah as well. That was the Ramah. So that was anatomy. Then the fourth heading he has is chashivus, and we've spoken about lulav and benching on the cup. And that's the idea of the right shoe, and that's also the idea of chalitza. When one walks with one's Rebbe, he should be on the right. That's also an idea which comes under chashivus. Then the next subheading is where the Torah has actually specified the right-hand side, like we said with Metzorah. There is in fact a machlokes about chalitza when it's a left-handed person. On the next subheading is where everything would, there's an expression, everything turns towards the right, and it's the same for left-handed people. Like when you wave the lulav, you start waving, well, there are different minogim, but the preference is towards the right-hand side, and as we said, the kohanim will swivel round when they make the bracha and swivel back again towards the right. And this is something which is done barabim, says the Prima Godim. It's done publicly, but sibor, and therefore, even the right. There's also the idea of when one does hagba with the Sefer Torah, one might bend it first the right way. When the chazan's leaving the bima with his Sefer Torah, he will turn right and descend from the bima. And with the Chanukah light, you will add a left candle in order that you kindle the newest candle first and light towards the right. So whether you're left-handed or right-handed, that is the way it will be done. There is another idea of orientation, where which side is that you have on your shel rosh, the shin with three parts, or the shin with four parts. And the shin with three parts is to the right, the shin with four parts is to the left. The mezuzah is always on your right-hand side. Orientation, same for left-handed people, same for right-handed people. What relates to the weak tefillin hand is his final subheading. We've spoken about the tefillin shel yad going on the left hand. We've spoken about tying the left hand shoelace. And also there's tachanun on the left hand side. So there are these stresses, we said, on the left hand side with the end of Yishmona Esra. And that relates to the weaker side being given preference because you don't want to depart from Hashem. There are a number of machlokas on some other points about which shoe should a left-handed person untie first, or if you're just holding a Sefer Torah for a short time, well, you don't want to drop it. Cutting your fingernails, there's a machlokas. Shechita, Bris Milah, all come into this. The Be'er Moshe goes into this, bringing differences of opinions, but certainly when one's doing Bris Milah or Shechita, you want to be careful that you're doing it properly, and therefore if you're right-handed, there's a preference to do with the right hand. Also with Mitzvah Sbeinot, or the left-handed to the left. It even is brought down for Mitzvah Sbeinot and Lachaveira, when you're serving food to somebody, when you are paying your workers with money, or when you are lending money, all these things should be done with the right hand. There's an interesting story which was printed in the Yesod Ne'eman newspaper, which is reproduced in a sefer on this subject by Rav Goldberg, of a family who were, a Shomer Shabbos family, who were stuck on Friday afternoon and they couldn't easily get home in time for Shabbos. And this happened in Israel, and an Israeli soldier passed by and saw how anxious they looked and realized that Shabbos was soon coming in. So he stopped his car and he asked them if they would like a lift, and they were gladly willing to accept. But it was too far for them to get home. So he, an Israeli soldier who wasn't from, offered them to stay at his house for Shabbos. And they gladly accepted because they had no choice, and they were delighted that they wouldn't have to be mechalel Shabbos being out on the streets. And they kept Shabbos according to their usual way, in a very warm and joyful way, and this created an enormous impression on this chayal, a most amazing impression, in his own house where they were for Shabbos. And he said to them, look, you know, I sympathize so much and empathize so much with your way of life, but I'm a bit embarrassed to keep these things in front of the others. I'm a bit embarrassed to take on myself all the religious duties. Could you give me an idea of just one thing I could do so that I got a link with my faith, with my religion? Give me an idea of one thing I could do, but not that I make a show of myself, because I don't want others to know what I'm doing. So this Haimashi thought carefully and said to him, whenever you put on your shoes, put on your right shoe first. And tie up your left shoe first. It's an idea of Kabbalah, it's deeply mystical. You are serving God by doing it. And nobody will know what you're doing when you do it. Nobody will understand why. So he said, okay, I take it upon myself. I take it upon myself to do justice. And sometimes he forgot to do his right shoe first, so he would go back to his room in order to do it again. And he had to sometimes make excuses, you know, army drill, everybody turning up, and he would make an excuse like, oh, I've got a bit of a headache, I'll just go back to my room and get an aspirin or something. And he would go religiously back to his room and take off his shoes and put them on again, right shoe first, left shoe second, tie up the left shoe, do the right shoe. Anyway, it happened one day, and he was treating this really, really importantly, but one day there was going to be an army exercise with a helicopter, and he realized he hadn't done his shoes up right, and he made an excuse, and the commanding officer said, well, you better hurry up, you've got to come back quickly, because we're leaving soon. He went back to his room, did his right shoe, then his left shoe, tied up the left shoe, put on the right shoe, came back, and the helicopter was gone. No, okay. Sadly, the helicopter was in a fatal crash, and everybody on it died. And for him, it struck his heart, and from that moment onwards, he decided he's going to keep all the mitzvahs properly. And when he finished his army service, he went to yeshiva, and still now in yeshiva. A most amazing story. We don't know how these small things can affect us. Chazal tell us, mitzvah kalo kechamura, treat small mitzvahs as though they are important and strict mitzvahs. Because we don't know matan tzachor and shel mitzvahs. We don't know how Hashem can reward us so greatly for these minor things. And that in every step of our lives, we are saying, B'chol drochecha do'ehu. You will always, in all your ways, know Hashem, be with Hashem, feel Hashem, understand Hashem. And that was the words of the Meiri, which we started off with, that whatever you're doing, however mundane your activities, you are always connecting, you are always communicating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yiddishkeit is not just a way of life, it is the finest way of communication with our Creator, between us and him and between ourselves. Thank you very much.